como
can launch it in a second. We can launch it in a sec, but it's not going to have the player or anything like that because, well, we don't have to do it. So. Player all works, it's just, you know, getting it to pop up, which we can't do, so. Leave open the page in a full window, or it just picks this random bit of code depending on what type of their JavaScript you're going to use. Messages, it's going crazy. Sorry, mate. On you there, man. Nice, alright. Nearly done with the site now as well. Yeah, shame it's missing a few things, but you know. Laptop, let's get that on. Flash 8 is a bit temperamental, you have to be really good at it to know how to use it. Yeah, I'm using it now. Yeah. Yeah, the software, I'm just like, right, let's get down at it. We're doing an SSA, is what everyone's saying now, I think. We're doing an SSA, everyone said, no, they're just like, oh, the late. Button. Let's make it a color I can see as well.
Okay, welcome to Sega Sonic Radio. This is me, Spawn of Sonic, and on the other end of the line we have
Fuzzfeet here. Last.
Yeah, excellent. 20 minutes late, running behind schedule as normal. Two hedgehogs coming at you. Hope you enjoy the show. We're going to have lots of stuff coming up. We're going to have our little intro music come up in a couple of seconds. Yes, Dark Purple Sonic, we know we're late. 20 minutes, come on, give us a break.
I think everyone knows we're late by at this point. I mean, you can't give a rest, guys. I think the Sonic Stadium, home of technical difficulties, should be the new banner.
Yeah, it should be a new banner. We'll get there in the end. It's never as easy as one would hope.
You do better.
I seem to have lost a load of listeners currently as well. It appears the FM channel hasn't actually kicked back in. So bear with us a couple more seconds. AM listeners, enjoy. FM listeners, if you hear this, then I'll be amazed. Two hedgehogs come up in a couple of minutes, live on Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, welcome back to Sega Sonic Radio. I'm your host, Swan Sonic, with co-host...
The Fast Feet. Welcome to Fast Feet Media 6. It will be up in a minute, okay? But yes, welcome to Two Hedgehogs.
Yeah, Two Hedgehogs.
I don't know what's with the accent.
Back for our kind of first season after we've had our pilot episodes as such at the beginning.
Yeah, we've had two or three pilots, really, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
End of the last season.
Yeah, we have had a couple of pilots. So the new season will be kicking off probably next week, officially. This is our kind of happy birthday Sonic Stadium and Fast Feet Media 6 launch and stuff like that. Currently have about 26 people listening, which is excellent. Coming up now, we're going to have a bit of a bonus track. What we're probably going to use as our theme tune. Here we go. Okay, hey guys, that was, of course, the Shadow of the Hedgehog theme tune for the up-and-coming Shadow of the Hedgehog game, soon to be released, which is going to be, not bad, by the looks of it.
Yeah, they would have kind of had it an exclusive, but they kind of played it last night, so...
Yeah, which is quite sad. that was going to be our little bonus anyway, but such is.
Oh, we've got a few other surprises up our sleeves, or whatever we have for sleeves, you know, jump as well. Anyway, yeah, we had a Sonic Cyberwars 2005 last night. That was fun. But we had a good 2 hours 20 minutes officially waiting time, apparently, helping out Dreg get an hour set up, basically. Worth it in the end, though, because we had a long 3 hour cast, full of fun, a little bit heated. A few surprise wins. It's not everything I was actually winning that came across, but it didn't do too bad. We weren't in it because, well, we decided that we'll leave it. We don't want to get all up on ourselves, but, you know, we just decided to stay out of the whole conflict.
we're kind of a different kind of site, aren't we, so...
We're part of TSS, so we decided not to. Part of that reason, really.
Yeah. So, if people are wondering who's laughing in the background, it's my fiancé, Pink Angel. She's watching TV, and in EastEnders, in case anyone knows, Grant and Phil just came back and she got very excited.
Ooh. Grant Mitchell.
a bit of Grant. But, good stuff. Yeah, so back with the Sonic Side Awards. So, some great things seem to be happening. Got a very long cast. Going to be available for downloads soon, I believe.
Yes, we'll be torrent on FTP as soon as I get this freaking thing working. We do apologise for the delay again.
You know, working
to check out the site in about 10-20 minutes.
Yeah, 10 awesome. Minutes. We're going to have official launch and countdown for it, so that would be fantastic. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a quick run through the Sonic news. There's quite a bit where we're going probably all what's happened in October so far, which is actually quite a lot. So we'll let you know from the October's news. As well as a few other bits and pieces going on. Get in the Sonic Stadium IRC chat room and share us your thoughts on what happened last night, any surprises, anything that you were was hoping gonna kind of happen but didn't, and any other random comments and of course requests. Our show is all about requests. Yeah, requests and
lovely
comments, always appreciated. This is Sega Sonic Radio. We are the Two Hedgehogs live on there. It's currently 8:30 in the evening for us Brits, for you in the rest of the world, who knows. And coming up now, we are going to have the rest of Labyrinth. Okay, so that was Top Horrorism, TOP, and yes, it is Japanese with some English, replays in the RSC chat room. Classy, it's just disappeared for a moment. I have to go answer a phone. Sounded like he just came back, so I don't know if he's there or not, which is great. But now let's have the Sega Sonic News. Okay, coming up in the news and Sonic News, going through October, we'll start at the beginning of the month, where Yuji Naka talks about the Hidden Palace. Yuji Naka talked to GameSpy about Sonic Team's current crop of games as well as past Sonic sequence. That's great, he talks about Hidden Palace and Sonic 2 and stuff like that, which is fantastic. On the 4th, Shadow of the Hedgehog and Rush had some more updates and stuff like that, and the US for Sonic the Hedgehog site was launched, and Sega update the sites with trailers, stuff like that. On 5th of October we had the new Sonic Riders gameplay footage, high res stuff on there, and on the 6th Sonic Advance and Pinball Party combo pack come very soon to Game Boy Advance. They're bundling them together for a special price and stuff like that. On the 13th, which was my birthday, which was fantastic, M-Flow loves Shadow the Hedgehog's fully. Japanese hip-hop group writes lyrical over Shadow. On the 14th, we had Sonic Rush promotions get underway. We had some slick DS skins and a Japanese commercial mirror. On the 14th, Sonic X RT comic miniseries surprise, which will be very, which will be good and exciting to see. In fact, I think I'll purchase it myself. On the 16th, Yuji Naka talked to GamesTM about Shadow and Sega's next generation plans. And a great interview to check out there. And then we had the Sonic Channel updates. And then we had the Sega interviews, Masato Nakamura, Dreams Come True musician talks about Sonic Hedgehog and Sonic 2, as he did the music for it. On the 18th, Sega goes mobile in Europe. Sega Europe and iPhone join forces. And also Sonic Rush is a liberation of the mind story. Sega interviews games producer Akinori Nishiyama. Moving on to the 20th, Sega of Europe unleashed their Shadow Sonics, which is great to see finally Europe catching up. On the 22nd, we had 8 new Sonic Hedgehog screens on Sonic Channel. Sonic Site Awards voting ended also on the 22nd. The results to be revealed obviously on Sunday, which is Bean. And Sonic Advance packs go crazy, crazy, crazy Japanese. Sega takes its Sonic Advance pack to Japan. Good little article through there. And of course, the latest piece of news is the Sonic Site Awards final results. There were some issues last night. I will talk about kind of the full roundup of winners and stuff like that a bit later. Coming up now, I think we are going to have. Sorry, I was just reading the old Sonic Stadium IRC chat room. Hello, room. Hope you're doing well. I'm waiting for the Fast Heat Meter 6 launch. Playing a good song, any song, any song, any song. Let's have. Run through Speed Highway, Sonic Adventure 1. coming up live on Sega Sound Radio.
built up to, haven't you?
Right, welcome back to Sega Sonic Radio. Me, Spawner Sonic, him, Fast Feet, me, Fast Feet, me, him, Fast Feet, even. Words are getting carried away.
Yes, me, indeed.
Just to let you guys know, the Sega Sonic Radio site is temporary down. In case you've tried to go on there and see what's going on today, or trying to find out what songs we've been playing, it is currently down. I don't know why. I will eventually find out. I'm sure I can look at it in a minute. But I'm being lazy currently. Okay, so guys, we're in desperate need of requests. If you guys think requests, we're just going to play what we're... kind of a thing we want to listen to. And we are quietly working in the background trying to get Fastbeat Meter 6 off the ground and ready to rock and roll. Very, very close, I might add. So, coming up in 5 minutes, we are going to have for run-through of the Sonic Site Awards, who won, who scored where, stuff like that. We'll probably do that in sections. Sections of four, I believe. So that'd be great. So, coming up next.
Yes.
Fast Feet, would you like a track on?
Yes. You've got a Gems Collection, haven't you?
Oh, I hope
yes,
so.
Yes, you have. I know you have.
Yes, I have. Yeah, what would you like?
Sonic CD Remix. I think it's track 6 or 7.
Hang on. Let me get into
it. I think it's 6.
Right, so... Sonic Gems Collection, track 6 from the museum.
Indeed, and that is to signify the launch, because the site is now open. If you head to http://ffmedia.sonicstadium.org, you'll be able to find the new version 6 of the site.
Oh,
alternatively,
yeah,
you just could go to www.sonicstadium.org and just click Fastbeat Media.
So, Fastbeat Media version 6 now live. Enjoy it. In a couple of minutes' time, we'll take some comments from you guys and see what you think. Maybe we'll have an exclusive chat with Fast Feet as well, about why he redesigned it, how he redesigned it, and the future we're going on. Yeah, I can interview you, and then you can interview me as well about being CEO. Great stuff. This is Sega Sonic Radio. It's 10 to 9. Coming up now, a very special 6. Okay, back.
Hey, Mommy, look what that was.
What was that? That was
very bad at first. Child getting severed. I won't get into that. Why?
Okay. Two Hedgehogs Live and Sega Sonic Radio. Literally live. Hence, it's
going
a bit
crazy.
Random.
Oh, fascinating.
Okay, so we're looking into the Sonic scene chat room at the moment. So if you want to say hi, guys, give us a little wave. Give us a little shout out in the chat room and we'll mention you. So far, from what people have seen of the site, they seem to like it. Very nice. Owns. Very nice what it is. SSR is cooler than it used to be. Hey, I like the new site. And folks saying goddamn JavaScript. Don't know what that's about. So, okay. The Shanghai waves. We wave back. Good. Spankingly gorgeous news.
Yeah.
But as you guys are still exploring the new site, we're currently going to have a brief run through who won what yesterday in the old thingamajiggy.
I'm not really sure. I didn't actually keep a track of that last night, but
yeah, it's all yeah. It's all on the new site. We're okay. We're okay. This is fantastic.
It was big.
Okay. So we'll leave you with Sucker Punch 3 option screen and we'll be right back with the lowdown on last night. Hey guys, sorry about that random gap we had there. Twinkle Park Classic refused to play, which is really quite devastating.
Duh, yes.
I was going to use that. Oh.
Is your bottle give a kick?
Yeah. Oh dear.
He's only a spawn, so he's kind of new to the world.
Yeah, I'm only a spawn. I'm new to all this kind of stuff. Right, let's have. Yes, excellent. Stuff's great. Everything's fantastic. Right, here we go. Going into the Sonic Site Awards. Who won what? How about now, he says. Okay, so last night was a great night for many people. The excitement was buzzing. The IRC chat room. Reached its all-time peak again of 57. Didn't beat it, but once again we hit the 57 mark for the IRC channel, which is pretty awesome. Sorry, on listener count, which was awesome. We had to have extra relay servers going on. It was it was amazing. It really was buzzing everywhere. So the awards started with the funniest Sonic site, and the winner of that was Sonic Rex. We were then looking at the information station, and the Sonic World managed to come up trumps there. And the Evolving Forum was a joint win by the Mystic Forums and Sonic Vegemite MB. Also, we had the Sonic News Award and the GHZ come up trumps there, which is fantastic. Which, you know, was always a good win for all those guys. Last week, who came next?
Next, the Information Station Award went to the Sonic World. Very well deserved that. Look at the Information Station thing, and ooh, Sonic News, but again, part of the whole network, can't really participate.
Uh-huh.
But very well deserved there. So I suppose they would come next to Sonic News, but yeah. completely worth the information station. Just looking at this, actually, there's quite a few ties in the whole category. I mean, there's two or three ties in the whole thing. It's been quite competitive, nearly almost, doesn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a few doubles. Which is awesome. And of course, the point of the Psychic Site Awards is for people to look at sites they don't usually look at. So if you're not sure about some of these sites we're mentioning, go check them out, it's always worthwhile. And you can learn a lot more of them. The most impressive layout was won by Sonic Verse Team, which is actually a site I've never looked at myself, so I'm going to currently look at it in a new tab, as Fast Feet gives us the winner of whatever it was, the most evolved site. What was the most evolved?
Most evolved forum.
Oh.
Evolved site is still in the Mystic Forums and Sonic Vegemite and their message board. Of course, Sonic Vegemite came up as the joint Sonic Site of the Year, mm-hmm. So they've won a few there, really. But yeah, not bad. I mean, if you pick up a few competitors there, so definitely worth it. I mean, to be honest, a lot of these sites I haven't seen really. I probably should have had a thorough look around really, but the sites as a whole, mm-hmm. from name brand, from what I hear, I hear a name and think, yeah, they're good, or whatever. That's how I kind of rate things in the whole meat circle.
Yeah.
Sonic World, previously in PlayStation, yeah, that rings well. Sonic Rex, yeah, they did as well, obviously. Mystic Forums, Sonic Vegemite. Sonic Vegemite crops up now and then. You just hear it every now and then, something's going on with it. So. Mystic Forums, I'm not sure of that one.
If any of you guys have visited sites and want to tell us a bit more about them, that would be great. I currently can't view any websites, which is a fantastic result on my part. It seems my HTTP is down, but don't worry, we're broadcasting fine, which is fantastic.
Next award?
Yeah, next award. Can you handle that a moment?
Yes, the next award was given to the Green Hill Zone, and it was the Sonic News Award, yeah. Very well deserved that game. Green Hill Zone. Sounds a bit of a classic, because I really feel the Green Hill Zone, which named back to Sonic 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they gave a few snippets to Sonic News now and then, so they were quiet today, so obviously Sonic News was getting information from them, and yeah, absolutely.
They must be,
I think
yeah.
They deserve that award as a whole, really.
Yeah. And that's always great when people get the awards they deserve, which is fantastic. Okay, we're going to have a break moment and have another song. We believe someone really had a request. Sonic Boom. Yes, we all love Sonic Boom. Although we had for a next moment ago, so we won't do that request currently, but don't worry, we will play it in full later. The original version.
Yes, please request.
Yeah. Press are always good, but let's have a bit of Miracle Blue Little Planet live on the Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, back live on Sega Site Radio. It's just gone past 9 o'clock in the evening on GMT. I still haven't been able to resolve my DNS error, so I can't access any websites, which is fantastic. But don't worry, everything else is working fine. So if I need the IP address, I can do it, which is fantastic. Just in case you guys are wondering, Fast Beat Media 6 is live. Enjoy it. One FTP server is currently running. There was two a moment ago, but the second one is my one. However, I've had to turn it offline. Otherwise, the radio stops, and then we get all kinds of issues. So yes, that's why my one is currently turned off, in case you're wondering. Sonic Site Awards aren't on the FTP server yet, I believe. Is that right, Fassi? No, he's not there. But we will have them up shortly, which we did. So which is fantastic. We've got laptop and iBook debate going on the IRC chat room. I like the iBooks, they are lush. My laptop I have currently converted to an iBook by using a program called FlyKite, which is awesome. It mods all your Windows DLL files and to make it look like make it look like a Mac, which is fantastic. If you guys got anything you want to add on that, please tell me in the IRC chat room. I'm dropped. I'm dead. Next one.
Wait, is that including digitalizing it? Or is that, I don't know what that means.